I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, we're discussing, are annuities safe? Now, I get it. Annuities have been around for a while, and there was a time in history where annuities had a place. I actually liked them. They made sense. We had a kind of a, I would say a economic system that was being managed properly. But as I showed you in the video, Are We in a Great Depression? If you haven't seen it, you should go and see it. Because when you see how the Federal Reserve adds money to the system and then takes it out of the system, you'll see how they rig the actual economic state of the United States. Right now, we're in a negative 2% on contraction. And every time we've gone there, it has always been a depression, or in when they did, it got to a point of minus 12%. It was a great depression. And the worst part is it's always double-digit unemployment. But this is the problem. Back in the day, annuities used to be safe. And I know a lot of people right now with all this uncertainty, and your concerns about that uncertainty are very true and very real. Annuities used to protect us, or if anything, they gave us a stable income. So you had a portion, or what I'm finding, unfortunately, too many people are putting too much money into annuities, or putting everything into an annuity almost. And that's a mistake. And when you see what I'm going to show, you'll understand why. Annuities gave us a security because they were of contract law. So they're being sold. Oh, it's contract law. So it's not in the financial system. And so you're protected. Well, you're only protected if that insurance company doesn't go bust that writes that contract, you see. So you're still susceptible. And so for those that are putting too much into annuity, you're definitely taking chances because you're assuming that that financial institution that backed the annuity won't be in trouble. We are entering an epic period in history. I call it the fourth turning. I'm going to get more into that. It's a really weird time, actually, because every 80 years in our country, we've gone through this epic period of transformation. We're talking about World War II, the Civil War, 1776. It's a weird cycle, but we're entering a fourth turning right now. So America is either going into a Marxist, communist, totalitarian, one world order controlled by the BIS, United Nations, we the people are slaves, or nations go independent. Again, we are free people. And it looks like Europe has just declared, yeah, we're going to go. So they voted tremendously to the right, which means they're starting to elect people. Yeah, let's get rid of this illegal alien immigration. It's destroying our culture. I lived in Germany when I was in the army. Germany was a beautiful country. The villages had such character. The German people had such a unique character. Unfortunately, all due respect, Islam just doesn't mix with the West. I don't care what anybody says. You don't have to like that statement. But the point is, there was a time when the nations were, they had character. It was like, I guess you call them nationalists, right? They cared about their country. There's nothing wrong with caring about you. Nothing wrong with Germans being Germans or English being English. But the Europeans are falling off the boat. Especially the Germans. I can't even believe they allow their country to force what they're doing. Like, don't they remember Hitler? Like, hello, people, right? But this is not the time. Annuities right now, it's just the wrong time in history. Now, I get having a part. Now, diversification is important. So I get having annuities to protect a certain portion of income so you can have a stable what you would call income annually. I get that part, but the problem is it's just the wrong timing in history. And especially as we're coming into this fourth turning, this radical revolution of new currencies, the BRICS coming in with gold and commodity-backed currencies, the world is getting ready to ditch the Western fiat control system. Now, believe me, the BIS in the West are doing everything they can. I contend that's why the wars in the wars in Ukraine with Russia, NATO and the United States have made it clear that they're going right after Russia. And they made it clear to Ukraine, you cannot be part of NATO unless you win the war, which they're not going to. But they've given them authorization to not only have F-16s, but to fire missiles deep in Russia. That's not going to work. So the Russians are going to take them out. And if it gets too bad, I can see tactical nuclear weapons being used. Now, I was in the Army. I had a NATO secret clearance in tactical nuclear warfare, and I get it. These are phenomenal weapons. But the United States and the West, they're breaking all rules, international law and all. We've even given Ukraine cluster bombs. So the point is, we're at this period because they're panicking. They know that the dollar is no longer world reserve currency respected. That's why Japan and all the other nations are dumping U.S. treasuries at a time we have to reissue $10 trillion in treasuries at these high rates. Why I also say that they probably will lower interest rates, although they shouldn't, because when they do, inflation is going to shoot to the moon. But they almost have to in order to get these bonds reissued at $10 trillion, $700 billion a month. Nobody's buying them. So the rates are going to have to either go higher to get people to buy them, which it can't because it collapses our banking system, or they go lower as it sounds like they're going to do, but that'll just raise the inflation. We are at a time most people just do not understand the level of the collapse of the American dollar in the financial system. So to be tied down to a contractual obligation like an annuity is very dangerous. So let's just say you have $500,000. I can understand having $250,000 in an annuity, but you're going to lose a lot of money every year. And so you need to offset that. And how you offset it is through gold and silver. So let me do this. What is an annuity? Here's an annuity. An insurance contract that's issued and distributed by financial institutions with the intention of paying out, intention of paying out invested funds in a fixed income stream in the future. The problem is the fixed income stream is way, way below inflation. So you're losing unbelievable amounts of money annually as you sit in the annuity contract. Now, I understand when you're in contracts with annuities, but just so you know, even though they say you can't get out of it, you can. They say there's a penalty. The penalty is nothing more than the money they gave you up front. And you wouldn't believe the commission they're giving the people who sell annuities. They're making a fortune, 7 to 10% commission on that annuity value. So, of course, they want you to re-up the annuity. But the thing is, you can get out of an annuity. And the fee it costs you, you can calculate to, let's say, silver. You can buy silver then with this money, actual real tangible asset that the system can't collapse on. And then you can say, okay, here's how much fees I paid. Silver has to go up $2, $3 in order to pay those fees. But then you're free. You're not tied to the contract. So don't for a second think you're tied all in on that annuity. They're lying to you if they say you are. And the penalty and the fee is well worth it because where silver and gold is going because of what's going on in the world, especially with BRICS, is a tremendous diversification and investment. So a lot of people already in annuities, so I get it. Don't feel bad. You didn't know. And it was a normal thing, and it was actually a good thing. But the problem is we put $10 trillion into the float since President Biden came in, since COVID. Now, that is adding unbelievable inflation numbers. We were as high as 18% inflation when you're getting paid on an annuity, maybe 6%. So you are losing 12% on your money that year due to inflation. What does that mean is when you go to buy goods and services and food, you're paying so much money, but you're paying it with dollars that are worthless. That's why the price is so high. And so when the prices are higher, your dollar isn't worth as much. So if you're only making 6% on your annuity, but inflation is 18%, you're losing a lot of money that year. And it's just as bad if you're sitting in cash in a bank, especially cash in a bank, because it's not yours. You're an unsecured creditor. They just have an obligation to pay you. So what we're doing, the people that sit in cash in a bank or people that buy annuities, you're assuming, which I won't even say the phrase, what assumption means. You're assuming that the institution, the insurance company, won't go out of business, won't bankrupt. And what's coming right now, if we go to World War III, if we get entangled in a global economic collapse, I'm telling you it's coming anyway. I'm just telling you it's caked in the books. But the point is, it's happening. If China invades Taiwan, that stock market's coming off 50%. Now, I get it. I know it was a form of security, but you were sold on an idea and you didn't understand gold and silver as the security. And you'll find over time, gold and silver will absolutely outperform any form of annuity. And right now, it dramatically outperforming annuities. And yet it's yours. You put your hand on it. And that's very, very important. So what are different types of annuities? Let's look at this. Types of annuities. There's a fixed annuity, which pay at a fixed rate. And that's what most people are on. Then there's the indexed annuity. It pays based on the value of the external index, like the S&P 500. Again, on the fixed annuity, though, the fixed annuity, they only pay you a certain amount. So they'll say they'll give you 6% or 7% a year, but the S&P 500 can go up 20%, but you don't get those gains. So you're losing on the inflation and you're not materializing the gains. So the indexed isn't a very good idea. Then you have the variable annuity. You can actually own investments inside the account. That's, if there's any form of annuity, that would probably be the only one that is remotely okay, because you can actually make a little more money outside the inflation rate. But here's the risk. If the system collapses, the market collapses, China invades Taiwan, then you're done. You will lose. So annuities are extremely risky right now. They weren't for like 20 years because we had this controlled measure of inflation. So why is it important? Let me show you the proof right here. 1980s measurement of real inflation, when we were honest, is at 12 to 14% right now. That doesn't lie. So right now, you're an annuity at 6% if you buy one, and the real inflation rate's 12%. You've lost that 6% on your money year over year over year, and that adds up. Is it worth it? If you're not diversified with plenty of gold and silver, stay away from the big gold companies. If they got gold in their name, they're charging you a fortune, gouging you and taking advantage of you because you don't understand gold and silver. You go to Cornerstone Asset Metals, they will give, you could get twice as much silver with Cornerstone than you ever will with a big gold company. It's a wonderful boutique company, been around a while, and they've got a tremendously knowledgeable staff and they care about you. So are annuities safe? I'm saying no, not right now. In the real world, back in the day when we had kind of a homeostasis of easy going, it was. But today and what's coming, you're risking. If we go in hyperinflation, you will absolutely lose a fortune if you choose an annuity. Be diversified. And if anything, don't go in all in on annuities. Make it maybe a third of your wealth. Be wise. And until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.